Robert Mueller was the inescapable story today.
Would you raise your right hand, please?
The former special counsel testified for several hours, answering questions about his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and any attempts to obstruct that investigation.
I undertook that role because I believed that it was of paramount interest to the nation to determine whether a foreign adversary had interfered in the presidential election.
This morning, Mueller agreed that President Trump could be indicted for obstruction of justice if he was not president. Mueller also agreed that Trump could be indicted once he leaves office. The World's Matthew Bell has been watching the hearings. Matthew, before today, Mueller has made it clear he did not want to be in this position. He wanted his report to speak for itself. How did he appear and what did he say?
I think it's fair to say that he didn't look completely thrilled to be there, but he seemed to take the process very seriously. He wanted to make clear in the beginning that he wasn't going to go beyond what was already in his report. When he was asked about deliberations, about why certain things were in the report, why determinations were made, he just wouldn't answer. He also wanted to praise the people in the special counsel's office. He said they did a good job. They were fair. He said that he hired people without thinking about their political background. And he also said that the reason for the investigation in the first place was to address a very serious issue.
Let me say one more thing. Over the course of my career, I have seen a number of challenges to our democracy. The Russian government's effort to interfere in our election is among the most serious. And as I said on May 29th, this deserves the attention of every American.
Matthew, this is very much the Democrat show. They subpoenaed Mueller for these hearings. What did they want to get out of his testimony?
The Democrats came back again and again to the issue of no one should be above the law, and that includes the president of the United States. There was one thing that many Democrats all morning long kept repeating. Here's an example from Congresswoman Veronica Escobar from Texas. She was the last Democrat to speak in the House Judiciary Committee. Here's some of what she had to say.
I believe we in Congress have a duty to demand accountability and safeguard one of our nation's highest principles, that no one is above the law. From everything that I have heard you say here today, it's clear that anyone else would have been prosecuted based on the evidence available in your report. It now falls on us to hold President Trump accountable.
The Republicans, on the other hand, not so welcoming, Matthew. How did they approach this day with the former special counsel?
They wanted to go after Mueller's credibility and the credibility of the investigation in the first place. They really wanted to make the point that this investigation from the start was sort of created with the original sin, if you will, of partisanship. That from the get-go, this thing was a witch hunt, a partisan witch hunt that was directed at Donald Trump. And things even got personal. Here's Representative Guy Reschenthaler. He's from Pennsylvania. He even questioned Mueller's patriotism.
The drafting and the publication of some of the information in this report without an indictment, without prosecution, frankly flies in the face of American justice. And I find those facts, this entire process, un-American.
Wow. How did Robert Mueller, meddled war hero, respond to that?
He did not.
Did he comment today, though, on whether Trump could be indicted after he leaves office?
He was asked that question straight away. He said that, yes, that could happen.
So, Matthew, what questions are still unanswered after today's testimony?
I think the big question is what Congress does next. And that seemed to be one thing Mueller was implying, even if he didn't say it straight out, is that at this point, it's Congress's job to look at the findings that his office has put out and decide whether or not. I mean, the big word that was uttered by Democrats today and Republicans is impeachment. Will they begin impeachment hearings?
The World's Matthew Bell. Thanks for watching this for us.
Thanks.